I think feminism is digital. There are two theses I'd like to present. First, the sexual difference is visible. Second, the sexual difference is invisible. Amazing, or even contradictory. In any case, both shall stay in operation, and this will have some consequences. If you don't mind, I would like to start with the visibility of the sexual difference. To me, this seems to be an up-to-date illustration of a difference, especially the sexual difference. Nevertheless, I can't help thinking of the female sex. What is it that makes this image so attractive to me? A close-up can help, entering now decisively the zone of signifiers. What about the visibility or invisibility of the sexual difference now? Invisible in the illustration of the zero and the one will have been just the so-called difference itself, forming the attraction of the image. It needs two to form a difference, doesn't it? Signifiers. The most precise characteristic lies therein to be something but the others are not, as Ferdinand de Saussure said. It is the digital medium which makes it simple as well as impossible to answer the old question for the picture. Today the problematic answer has to be a picture is data. And data consists of what? Of pure differences. Nothing but differences. If it were upon me, working as zero and difference, exactly this would be cyberfeminism.